Commissioner Woody White has long said he would vote against a tax increase, and he spent the last several months making his case. His proposal would spend down the fund balance, delay the issuance of about $92 million in bonds, and limit employee pay raises. White argues his ideas, which include spending about $1.5 million of the county's rainy day fund, would eliminate the need for a tax increase.
What I recall from our work sessions is that that would not bring us beneath our 21% fund balance policy. But if it does, I can't imagine that our bond rating agencies would lower our rating over what represents a very small and minuscule overall percentage of our cash.
Commissioner Beth Dawson says she voted for the recommended budget because she's risk averse and the county must make decisions now without the benefit of an adopted state budget.
With the issues that are going on in Raleigh, as far as the redistribution of our sales tax revenues, as far as other decisions that the General Assembly may make, there is still quite a bit of uncertainty as far as the revenue expectations we may see coming forth.
Chairman Jonathan Barfield says the revenue from the tax increase will go to retiring old debt and help pay for the public school bonds approved by voters last November. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.